Do you see what is meant? The what is called the conscious mind is basing its thoughts on its own experiences and memories, but it's not fully aware of the fact that the hidden mind, the other being, has its own separate education, its own set of experiences and influences that are shaping its responses. The two beings are working with different layers of knowledge, even though they share the same body. The conscious mind is limited to what it knows, while the hidden mind has a whole other life or history that could be affecting what the person does or thinks without the conscious mind fully realizing it. So, in a way, there's this hidden richness in the person's inner life that isn't always accessible to the conscious mind. This is the fact and an intriguing thought, the idea that the hidden mind's experiences goes beyond this lifetime, tapping into memories or knowledge from past lives. If the hidden mind has its own distinct entity, and it can accumulate its own experiences, it's possible that it could be influenced by something outside of just this current life's experiences. In many spiritual traditions and philosophies, past life memories or energies are often seen as part of the deeper self or soul, not necessarily confined to a single lifetime. The hidden mind is tapping into this deeper layer, accessing knowledge or patterns from past lives that the conscious mind doesn't have direct access to, but still influences the person's behavior, decisions, and emotions in this life. So, if the shadow is carrying forward past life memories, it would make sense that it could sometimes take over or shift the person's awareness toward things they don't consciously recognize. Their emotions, fears, tendencies that don't seem to come from the current life experience.